From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. For the first time, President Obama is authorizing U.S. weapons be sent to rebels in Syria. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the decision by the White House comes after U.S. intelligence concluded that Syria's president used chemical weapons against his own people.
President Obama has long warned Syria's president using chemical weapons would cross a red line. After months of investigation, the intelligence community now has high confidence Syria's government has used chemical weapons, including the nerve gas sarin, on multiple occasions, killing at least 100 to 150 people. In response, Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes says the U.S. will begin supplying military aid to the Syrian opposition.
I cannot detail for you all of the types of that support, but suffice to say, this is going to be different in both scope and scale than what we have provided before.
For now, the president has stopped short of ordering U.S. military involvement, such as a no-fly zone, but additional responses are possible. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Speaking on the Senate floor, Arizona Republican John McCain says he applauds the president's move on Syria, but
just to provide additional weapons to the Syrian National Army is not enough. We've got to change the equation on the battleground, and if I might say, I have seen and been in conflicts where there was gradual escalation. They don't win.
Other members of Congress have expressed concerns about stepping up U.S. involvement there. The largest of those wildfires burning in Colorado has now killed two people and destroyed at least 360 homes. That word from authorities working the so-called Black Forest Fire northeast of Colorado Springs. NPR's Kirk Sigler reports the number of people evacuating their homes because of the flames is now in the tens of thousands.
Hundreds of people have been filling up shelters around the city. Outside one, run by the Red Cross, Jamie Harris said she only had time to grab a few things before leaving a home she just moved into on the northeastern edge of the city.
And the fire department came and moved all my furniture out, patio furniture, and then took the propane off the grill and put that on the front sidewalk.
Harris thinks her house is still standing, but it could be another day or more before she's allowed back in to check on her things. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Colorado Springs.
In Missouri, police say an argument at a home health care business in St. Louis apparently sparked a deadly shooting. Three people were killed before investigators say the gunman then took his own life. It happened at AK Home Healthcare south of downtown St. Louis. The NBA Finals are tied at two games apiece. LeBron James scored 33 points last night as the Miami Heat beat the San Antonio Spurs 109-93. Game 5 is Sunday in San Antonio. This is NPR News. A local official of Italy's xenophobic Northern League is being expelled from the party after she called for the country's first black minister to be raped. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports the comment sparked outrage and magistrates are now investigating for possible charges of inciting violence.
Dolores Valandro, an elected official in the northern city of Padua, posted on Facebook a photo of African-Italian immigration minister Cecile Kenge and wrote, "Why doesn't someone rape her just to make her understand what victims of this terrible crime feel?" Kenge replied on Twitter, "This type of language is beyond me because it incites violence. It is an insult to all Italians." Lower House Speaker Laura Boldrini said, "What's worse is a woman with a political role suggesting rape as a punishment." The Northern League called the comment unspeakable and expelled Valandro. Congo-born Kenge has been the target of racist and far-right attacks since she was appointed in April. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Jurors in Boston got a look at machine guns and other weapons in the racketeering trial of reputed mob boss James Whitey Bulger. Prosecutors say they were part of a massive arsenal belonging to Bulger and his gang as they ran a criminal enterprise through fear, intimidation, and violence. Bulger, who's now 83 years old, is facing a 32-count indictment. He's accused of taking part in 19 murders in the 1970s and 80s. Jurors in the George Zimmerman murder trial in Florida will be sequestered for up to 4 weeks once they're chosen. That word from the trial judge in Sanford after 4 days of jury selection. So far, 34 potential witnesses have been interviewed. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.